Water is noodzakelijk voor baie van ons behoeftes als mensen. Ons gebruikt dit om te drinken, te was, om kos te kook en om toiletten uit te spoel. Die Suid-Afrikaanse regering het hulle self toegewy tot munisipale dienslewering vir almal, spesiaal die armes, deur die heropbou en ontwikkeling program wat as die RDP erken is. Die RDP is dan deur die groei, werkskepping en heruitdeling program wat as GEAR erken is vervang. Die strategie het dan verander, koste herwinning, betalings vir dienste en vernootskap met private sektor is beklemtoon. Hoe het die strategie die gesondheid van arm gemeenskappe geraak? Jennifer is van Piri in Soweto, waarvoor uitbetaalde meters vir water ingevoer is, saam met gratis basiese water van 60 kiloliter per maand. Dis 25 liter per dag vir 'n familie van 8 mense.
Since then it's been hard to use water or to do anything because everything needs to be used with water. Normally we use something like 400 liters a day because we need to flush the toilet, we need to go to the toilet if nature calls, we need to drink water, we need to cook with water, we need to rinse our hands and brush our teeth. The difficulty is this water now, it's measured, so it becomes so difficult in the house. There are arguments in the house, there's that much tension because it's like if somebody washes every day, it's like we have to tell the person who no, you don't need to wash every day because you're going to run out of water.
Die Wêreldgesondheidsorganisasie het aanbeveel dat 50 liter per dag is genoeg vir uitspoelende toilette en ander watergedragte gesondheidswese. In 2001 het die Departement van Waterwese en Bosbou deel van die internasionale watersanitasie en higiënie vir almal veldtog, die sogenaamde WASH-veldtog geword. Die veldtog mik daarop om veilige, reine water en gesondheidswese aan alle mense te lever. William Enright vertel ons meer.
We do have a number of pamphlets. We also distribute these pamphlets and things like soap with the logo of the WASH campaign on, especially during Water Week campaigns and other campaigns where we target public awareness. We also target schools to really get good health and hygiene practices formed at a very early stage, and we did found that children are the best educators, so they go back to their homes and actually teach their parents and community also to really make sure that they wash their hands after normal practices before eating and making sure that that health and good sanitation is spread across the whole environment. Now the WASH campaign is only a very small part of the big drive towards clean water and good sanitation for all. That is our vision for the future, that we will have water available for all people in South Africa within the next 5 years or so, and clean sanitation, good sanitation maybe in the next 10 years.
Hande was is een van die mees belangrike wese om omvang van bakterieë wat diarree en kolera veroorsaak te verhoed. Om hande te was en toegang tot veilige gesondheidswese en water te hê, het al reeds bewys dat dit siekte kan verhoed. Daar sal minder diarree wees, minder parasiete soos wurms, verbeterde groei onder kinders, selfs beter voedsel. Farhad Hafji is 'n navorser by die Skool van Openbare Gesondheid by die Universiteit van die Wes-Kaap.
The first and most important thing is that the quantity of free basic water that has been determined by government needs to be re-looked at. It has not been thought through properly. Communities that do receive free basic water at the moment, in the middle and upper class communities, should not receive this. They can afford to pay for their water. This is a personal opinion, but I think that perhaps the money that is being spent on giving free basic water to communities which can afford them should rather be used for our marginalized communities, to give them greater access to water. There should also be a better campaign done around use and wastage of water in those communities, so that people understand the value and of water and are able to then appreciate the way water is used and not wasted as well. So although the majority of South Africans do have, according to government, some access to clean water, they do not have access to the water if they cannot afford it. So basically we need to make water cheaper for the marginalized communities in our country.
Arme gemeenskappe het nie die kwaliteitsgesondheidswese en toegang tot skone, reine water nie. Dit wil voorkom of dit net die wat water kan bekostig, 'n gesonde lewe kan ervaar. Hier is Chepo Mateta van Johannesburg Water. Johannesburg Water is privaat besit deur internasionale maatskappy Suez.
As a city of Johannesburg, if a policy called indigency policy or special cases, where we say people who are unemployed, people who are pensioners, people who earn up to 1,100 a month, people who are not working at all, or people who are sick, who are sick in bed, we say for those people they have to come to our council offices and then fill indigency policy forms. No means where two people will tell you water is comes free from God. Why do you have to pay when it comes free? But my argument is always that, yes, it might come free from God, but there are people on the ground who have to, God does not clean this water. So we have to use a lot of chemicals to clean this water. And we have to lay pipes, we have to get water in your tap, in your house. And for that, we have to pay labor, we have to pay plumbers to do that work.
I used to bath with 9 liters of water in a hand basin. So now I have to decrease that to 4 to 5 liters of water, of which I don't even bath, you know, clearly. It goes to a push sometimes. If I bath myself, I have to bath the kids first and bath myself. So what if it's the time of the month when I see my menstruations? So does it mean should I keep that water to do something or to flush the toilet, of which it's so unhealthy because I just can't keep that water there that is, you know, so dirty? No, it doesn't help because, you know, sometimes, you know, we used to live as neighbors, you know, with that neighborly love that if you have a funeral or you have a umgidi, you need to, or a wedding, you need to go to your neighbors to, you know, to fetch water from your neighbors if people were so many. And now it's difficult because if you go to a neighbor's house, she or he won't allow you to use the water because she's buying water.
Wat kan oor hierdie sake gedoen word? Munisipale dienste is noodsaaklik vir elke lid van die gemeenskap sodat ons gesonde lewe kan hê, onafhanklik van hoeveel jy verdien.